When we expend negative energy towards others and the world around us, we push ourselves further away from our own success. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts with your host, Richard Levy. Our show provides a positive blueprint to what you could be doing in order to bring more success to your life. Now, here is Richard Levy.
Warm greetings to you, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States and all around the world. This is Richard Levy in Flower Mound, Texas. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts, where we talk about the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and actions you need to take or may choose to take to attract a rich, abundant life full of success, wealth, happiness, and joy. Remember, the life you live is based solely on the thoughts you choose. The actions you take are totally your choice. What am I leading up to? When you take responsibility for your thoughts and actions and take away the blaming out of the equation, the regrets, the world events around you, and decide, it's my turn now. It's my turn to choose my own destiny. It's my turn to write my goals, to visualize my future, to have my own vision boards. You are taking responsibility for yourself. When you choose to learn something every day about how to feel better, more confident, and have a belief in a bright, wonderful, abundant future, you're taking responsibility for yourself. That is how you change yourself. You don't change the world around you. You change yourself. When you have challenges around you, what do you do? Problems around you, what do? You make yourself a better person. And that is what we'll be talking about during today's radio show. I'll give you call-in information in just a moment. You are welcome to call in and bring any questions, thoughts, concerns, breakthroughs, successes to the radio show and share with the audience. I'd love to hear from you. Today, there is not a guest. You are the special guest. In fact, I will probably be doing more shows like this from now on. Yes, we'll still have guests on Wealthy Thoughts. I have a lady, in fact, who wrote to me sometime last week and would like to be on the show. And I'm very selective now on who comes onto the show. We've had some great guests. If you want to listen to some of the past shows and you're new to Wealthy Thoughts, to our community, please visit my website at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. That's thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, and click on past radio shows. There are numerous guests I've had on that are very successful and prosperous men and women who've gone through challenges. They all have a story, and a lot of them are very wealthy people. They're no different than you or me. I want to emphasize that. These people have simply decided to take responsibility for their destiny, for their thoughts, for their feelings, just like you can. And I believe, in fact, I'm very confident, when you listen to any of the shows of the past, you will find yourself motivated, more excited about your life. And I hope you come to the realizations that many people have, if these people can make it, then I can make it. And I believe in you, and I know you can. What we're going to talk about today are various topics. If you have a memory, an association with any of the topics that we're talking about today, please call in and share your challenge, share your successes, share your breakthroughs. Perhaps what you solved through work with me, work with yourself, work with anyone else is something that you believe could help somebody else have a better, more prosperous life, then I encourage you, I invite you to share it on the radio show today. What can you share that helps others to have a better, improved life? Always remember, whatever good you give away that puts a smile on someone's face, that helps someone solve a challenge, that helps someone reach their goals, leaves you feeling better, happier, and more abundant. This is the key. The more abundant you feel, the more abundance you attract into your life. That's so important. I really, really want to emphasize that and repeat that. The more abundant you feel, the more abundance you attract into your life. It's a law of the universe. It has always been that way. It is that way today and will always be that way. So whatever we can do to change our feelings to good feelings, to confident feelings, to happy feelings, feelings of graciousness, we're going to attract that and more into your life. I promise you it'll be that way. In fact, that is your goal. That is your objective every single day, to feel good throughout the day, help others feel good throughout the day, and good will come into your life. And that is regardless of the circumstances, the challenges you may have gone through or are going through currently in your life. It really does not matter, my dear friends, what happened yesterday. It does not matter what someone did to you or should have done or what could have done. Here at Wealthy Thoughts, we focus on today's thoughts and your vision for tomorrow, your vision for next week, your vision for next month, for next year, and several years from now. All right, here are the phone numbers. I'll repeat them twice. In the United States, area code 646-652-2293. I'll say that again. Area code 646-652-2293. Call at any time, and I will click you on, and if there's other people waiting, we'll let you know that we see you, and we'll get you as soon as we can. If you're outside the United States and you wish to call in, you're more than welcome to. Just let us know where you're calling from, if you'd be so kind to do that. You proceed your call with the prefix, the country code for the United States, which is 001. So you would dial 001-646-652-2293. I talk in my financial group about the power of writing. There is a real magic by writing every single day. And if you have not made writing a part of your everyday personal development, I encourage you after today's show to go to the local pharmacy, drugstore, grocery store, office supply, wherever you have to go, invest $3, which is a small investment out of your wallet or your purse, but an enormous investment in you and your life and your personal development. Every day you want to get this journal out, get this notebook, get this pad out, and get alone. Preferably do this early in the morning after you awaken, and again before you go to bed at night. You can do it more often during the day if you wish, if you have the time. But it's really important to start your day with positive energy. And what you're going to write in the journal are for your goals. Whatever your goals are, write them out in sentences. Not long sentences. I emphasize that in my training all the time, and I'd like to repeat that. That is, when you write your goals, make them into sentences that are clear to you. Do not worry about getting them perfect, but you want to describe what your life would be like in that sentence, having that goal, already living the dream. You have reached your destiny. So write the statement out and put a date on it. It's very important to put a date on it, because I like to say, as well as many other people say also, that a goal without a date is simply a dream. I also want to say, speaking of dreams, we all dream, and dream is done mentally. And there's nothing wrong, of course, with dreaming, but that's different from goal making. We may have ideas in our mind, passions become alive, desires come in our lives, a thirst and hunger for success that is in our mind, and that is beautiful, and that is where it all starts. But now to make it a reality, and that's what we want to have happen in our life, a reality that we want to reach our goal, put it out on paper, take it out of your mind, put it on paper, and see what it looks like. Change the words around. Now, I would like to recommend on your personal journey, when you wake up in the morning, rewrite the goal. Every single day, rewrite the goal. What does that do for you? When you write the goal again, what that does is this. First of all, there's a magic, a neurological event when you write, use your free hand script and you write on your notepad your goal statement. You see it, that's your own handwriting, that's your uniqueness, that is a message, a subconscious, strong, impressionable subconscious message on your mind and your feelings, your nervous system, and your energy that you're beginning to see and feel and believe having whatever it is that your goal is. So that is why that's so important. A question I get often is, may I write my goal statements every day on the computer? Everybody has a smartphone. Not everybody. Many people do have smartphones. And you simply write on the notepad your goal, your visualization for the future, what you want to have. When you type it on your computer, you're not getting the same effect. There's nothing wrong with it. I do that. I organize using my Word documents. But I'd encourage you to write out on paper. Write your affirmations, your statements of gratefulness, and your thoughts of success, wealth, and happiness. It looks like we have a caller. Let me see if the caller is there. Just a moment. Let's see. Here we go. Hello, is there a caller here to Wealthy Thoughts? This is Richard Levy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are you?
I'm fine. What's your first name and where are you calling from,
Joe.
Sir?
Joe.
Hello, Joe. Good morning to you. And where are you calling from, Joe?
Montana.
Montana, a beautiful state, Joe. Thank you for calling Wealthy Thoughts. Tell us what's on your mind, Joe. What can I do for you to help you have a great life?
Okay, this may be beyond the scope of your particular show. But let's say somebody has $100,000 and wants to invest in a business. That will guarantee a profit in the first year. What's your recommendation?
Okay, so let me be sure I understand this. Somebody has $100,000 and they
wants to invest it in a business, not as stock, but as a business, brick and mortar or internet. So that he or she can make a profit at the end of the year.
Okay. Is this a service you're selling yourself?
No. It's just a hypothetical question.
Oh, hypothetical. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good – thank you. Thank you, Joe. Okay. Thank you so much. Good. I appreciate your clarifications. We get interesting phone calls, shall we say, but this sounds great. Thank you so much for the good question.
Sure.
So Joe's question, and Joe, correct me if I'm saying this wrong. I want to repeat this for the audience. Joe from Montana said, asked me, what if he or anybody else has an opportunity to invest $100,000 into a business and get a return? Of course, the hope is that you get a return at the end of the year. Well, my thoughts on that, I want to preclude this, Joe, into the audience. I'm not a certified financial planner, or do I work for any stock exchange or brokerage company, so I'm not an expert in investing in that respect. My financial freedom course, I give and offer a way to build wealth through a decisive savings investing plan I believe in.
Yeah,
but
maybe I phrased it incorrectly, because I did say the word invest. but the person wants to plunk down $100,000 on a business, not on stock. He wants to get into the business himself. He wants to work in it. So he or she wants to know what would be a very good recommendation to get back a good return on investment in the first year.
Okay. What type of business, you say?
Any type. The man
any
or
type.
Woman is eager to work at anything that will make a profit. Doesn't necessarily have to be his passion, but it has to make a profit.
Gotcha. Okay. What my wife and I have invested and done well in a particular business where we receive passive income. But in our case, and I'm using this example, Joe, and for the audience, whenever you invest, needless to say, one needs to be very careful. And the secret of success, one big secret of success, investing $100,000 or $50,000 or $20 into a business is that you have a great knowledge about the management, the history of the people running the business. And if there's two situations. One, if you know the people running it, you've got to look into their history, their success history. If they cannot show on paper where they have been successful, then that is extreme risky venture, and I would not advise that unless you have a strong recommendations of somebody else that you know and trust very, very well. That's still risky. The second part is, if you're investing, Joe mentioned it's not your passion. I'm going to come back to that. Actually, that'll be point number three, the passion. But number two is, if you're investing $100,000 into a business that you are very, very well informed on, that you are, it is one of your specialties, you can judge the good, the bad, then that might be something that would be worthwhile to invest your money into, in that you're knowledgeable. But if you do not have knowledge of the people running your investing in, and you personally do not understand the business that well, you're gambling. I call that gambling. Again, I'm not saying to do it or not doing it. But number three, that Joe said, it may or may not be your passion. That is where, in my financial freedom course, I talk a lot about passion and develop finding your passion if you're not sure what it is. And if you do have your passion, know what your passion is, how to make that a reality through different methods of goal writing, visualization, setting deadlines, using picture boards.
Okay, maybe I didn't phrase the question properly again.
Go ahead.
I'm not asking about the general principles about motivation or good management, because that would have answered the question, who should I hire? My question maybe is, I have $100,000 seed money. I don't know what business to open up, but I do know that whatever it is, I want it to be profitable. So I'm asking, what physical business? It could be a franchise, it could be a hardware store, it could be a deli, it could be a car wash, it could be opening up Coca-Cola bottling. What particular business would offer the best return, for $100,000? Okay.
Sure. Okay, gotcha. So Joe has $100,000 seed money he talks about from some source, which is his personal business. But anyway, $100,000 will be the best business. Number one, again, I've used disclaimer, I could not on this show at all legally advise which business to invest into at all, Joe. That's beyond the scope of the show. But what is not beyond the scope of the show is, if this interests you or people, others in the audience, and my financial freedom course, we talk about helping you find your passion where you can invest in yourself in developing a business. Now, as an entrepreneur, it can be a roller coaster. There's up and downs. But as far as investing blindly into a company that you're not aware of, that's where I'll have to stick with what I said earlier. And for me to invest, to advise you which company, I could not do that. But in my financial freedom course, and if you want information about that, I can send that to you. It's just a $300 course. I'll talk more about it in the show, Joe. And I help people in one of my modules. It's an eight-week course. And one of the modules is about finding your passion. And given that you are able to support yourself from some source right now, able to live and eat and enjoy a life, and this is something that you'd like to invest into, you're not sure what it is, I have a module, a computer program that you'd watch at home and would help you discover really what it is inside of you, Joe, that you'd love to do to invest that $100,000 and maybe not at all at one time whatsoever, where you could hopefully make a strong income. I push being an entrepreneur very much because you're not going to work. You're not dependent on somebody else to tell you what to do, when to come to work, and you are your own boss. You're making money for you, not for somebody else. But does that help you a little bit, Joe?
Not really. No, sorry.
Not really.
No.
Okay.
No.
But
it
if you're looking for...
Because, again, I'm looking for any particular type of business. I think that you keep thinking to invest in a business to get a return on investment as perhaps a silent partner. No, what I want to do is be the entrepreneur. What my thing is working hard, is being able to work 10, 12 hours a day. The passion sounds like a good idea, but if my passion is, let's say, putting together old Rubik's Cubes and
mm-hmm.
there's no market for it, I'm going to go broke.
Mm-hmm.
So what
Correct.
I need to do is to find a business, regardless of my passion, okay, that is profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I may not like it that much, I'm willing to invest a year of my time, 12 hours a day, to make $200,000, $300,000 in profits, as opposed
mm-hmm.
to working at something which is my passion and maybe only making $20,000 as a profit.
Gotcha. My suggestion, again, excuse me, Joe, pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion is, again, what in my my training program is
mm-hmm.
how to write this on paper, what you want to have. And you put it on paper, and that is what I coach during
okay.
my financial.
Like I said, when I called in, I thought maybe it might be beyond the scope of the show. So you know, it's not a problem. I just thought maybe since you were involved in entrepreneurial types of things, that maybe you might be able to have some knowledge about it. But I didn't expect that you might have it at your fingertips. I was just hoping that you.
No, I don't. I am so sorry, Joe. I do not.
Not a problem.
Any other questions, Joe?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Joe, for your phone call, and I wish you all the best. And if you're interested, go to my website, thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, and drop me a note. In the meantime, we all wish you success in whatever venture you end up going towards for your life and as an entrepreneur.
All right. Thanks. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Joe. Ladies and gentlemen, a good question there from Joe, and he has money to invest. And my comment is this. When you are looking to become an entrepreneur, be sure that you keep your day job before you end up going and investing money like is in his case. And what he was looking for a specific course of action, what he can invest into. He listed several companies and ventures. No, I don't do that at all. But there's ways that, in my opinion, in my judgment, my experience, that you write this out on paper and exactly what you want to do as an entrepreneur. The days you want to work, the hours you want to work. Do you want to be traveling? Do you want to work out of the home? Do you want to work with several people? Do you want to work with a group of people? Do you want to work with a corporation? When you learn and are coached how to put that out to the universe, then the universe will answer you. And that's, I don't think I got across to Joe my point about that, but I do want to put that out to those of you out there who are thinking about being an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur has lots of rewards. You can make lots of money. You become a very wealthy person, but it comes with the risk. And as an entrepreneur, it's somebody who has a passion, and he was talking about, could he make a lot of money? Could he be successful without following his passion? Well, that's something Joe will have to find out on his own. In my personal feeling, this is my personal feeling recommendation, as an entrepreneur, to follow only your passion, not to blindly invest in something you're not aware of or that sounds like a get-rich scheme. Okay, enough of that. If you have any questions or comments, please go to my website, thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, and drop me a card or call us in today on the radio show. And that's at 646-652-2293. We were talking about the power of writing, and that's what I hooked up and connected with Joe's phone call. So it's important every day to write your goals, rewrite them every single day. What are you doing? You're becoming clearer about what you want out of life. You want to be very specific. The clearer you are in your mind when you write your goals, the clearer the universe is on what you want. And then actions begin to take place. You begin meeting the people who will help you get to where you want to be. Write out your affirmations. Now, there's my own book, Thoughts Make You Wealthy, has numerous affirmations. You can go to the internet and find affirmations. There are literally thousands, maybe a million personal development books that have affirmations in them. What you want to do, however, with affirmations, ladies and gentlemen, is pick only a few. Do not change them constantly. Find one or two that resonate with you. Stick with them. Yes, after a while, if they become boring to you, you do not feel the energy from them, then drop them and write out, find another affirmation. Write it out on paper. Memorize it. Gratefulness, I'm big on that. I talk about that all the time. Start your day off with statements of gratefulness. It doesn't matter where you are in life, what kind of challenges you're going through, but write statements of gratefulness. It could be the sunshine. It could be the orange juice you had, the great cup of coffee. It could be the check that you received in the mail. You could have, there's many reasons to feel grateful. What are you doing? You are sending out energy to the universe that will be matched. Whatever energy you send out, the universe comes back to you in a bigger, grander way. And that's positive or negative energy. Very, very important point for you. So, gratefulness also is written at the end of the day before going to bed. Write on paper thoughts that you'd like to send to people, to relatives, to friends, people going through challenges, and people who are doing very well in life. If they're doing well in life, this sounds very ironic, but wish them even more success. If somebody's a billionaire, wish them $2 billion. That sounds a little silly, granted. But what you are doing is you're making a statement to the universe that you believe there's enough abundance for everybody out there. You see, many people out there are focused on the lack mentality. There's not enough out there. There's a shortage. There's insufficient. There's war. There's a political changes. In the United States, we have an election coming up next year. So that is a very hefty, emotionally charged topic. But the point I'm making here is when you talk about lack and fear, that is what the universe is going to give you. I don't care if there's an election or not election. If there is a lot of oil or not a lot of oil, regardless if the weather is good or bad, where you focus your attention is what you get. And when you write statements of gratefulness, you end up finding more reasons to be grateful. And when I was talking about sending thoughts of success, wealth, and happiness to people close to you, to people that are not close to you, perhaps ex people, that is, as if you've gone through a divorce, somebody is, you've separated from, you are sending them thoughts of success, health, and happiness. Does not mean that you condone them, you like them, or even want to see them. The important point there is that you're sending thoughts of success. Do this especially to your clients. When you're in business, when your customers come into your store or you're in contact with them on the telephone or via email, send them thoughts of happiness and harmony and joy. What are you doing? You want people to feel good. You especially want your clients and customers to feel good. A mistake a lot of people make in business is they focus on themselves, they're making money. They focus on the product that they believe is great because they see the need in it. Why can't everybody else see that? That would be great if the business world worked that way. It doesn't. Your focus, and the successful companies and entrepreneurs have learned this, that you focus on your clients and customers feeling good. What do they need? What are their requirements? How can they have a better life? How can they feel better? So mentally, you want to visualize that, write that in your journal, and when you're interacting with them, think in terms of them feeling better. That is your goal. And when they feel better, they buy from you. Very important point to get out of your needs, what you think is important. Ask them what they want and how you can help them have a richer, more abundant life. A very important point about selling. A lot of people run their businesses based on a great website. I have a website, but there's more to it than that. A lot of people have business cards that they just blindly hand out. They think that the more people they can get a hold of, the more customers they're going to attract. You need to be specific to the universe. That is, not only do you need to be specific with your goals, and we talk about that in our Choosing Financial Freedom course, but you want to be specific to the type of customer, the type of client you want for whatever business you're in. You may be in a multi-level marketing business. You may be an entrepreneur selling a particular product. You may be selling a service, a training of some kind. You may be giving massages. You may have a greenhouse. You may be an expert in any type of field. It's unlimited, almost literally unlimited, the amount of experts out there. But you want to be specific on paper, and that is therefore to the universe, once again, and the type of client, customers you're looking for. And when you say you want everybody to find your product, that means nobody. It doesn't work that way. You want to be specific, male, female, or both male and females, married, not married perhaps, what income level, they want in life. Put this on paper. Be very specific. Make a column and on your journal and write out the type of ideal clients you're looking for that you could help create a better life for. And that goes also for those of you who are looking for a new relationship. Be specific in the type of person you're looking for to have an intimate relationship with. The sex of the person, the education level, the income level, the motivational level of the person, the spirituality of the person, if that's important, if religion is important to you, the type of religion they have, the type of family they've come from, nationality, and I could go on and on and on. So once again, what's the common denominator? You're being specific to what you want, and you're putting it on paper. If you can't put it on papers, as I said earlier, then you're not being clear enough. If you have any questions or you'd like to add to that comment, please give us a call at area code 646-652-2293. Now, if you are a healer, an expert in any area, as I mentioned, you have a message or product to sell, you might think about setting up a webinar or a teleseminar are sending out several videos of yourself talking about your training. Remember, give value. That's the key thing in selling. The key point is give value to people out there. Do not worry about giving away too much information. That's a fear thought. And remember, what we fear, what we worry about, is a negative image that will attract something bad happening. On the contrary, when you give value, whether it's through the webinar, a teleseminar, or through multiple videos of yourself talking about your training, where you're an expert, you're helping people understand what you're talking about. You're helping them have more value. You're helping them transform. Then at the very end, you begin talking about how to get in touch with you for your training, for your course, whatever that you are selling or promoting by any means. An important thing about a teleseminar is this: if you're unclear about what you want, number one, on a teleseminar, you can ask them for questions about whatever the topic is, your specialty, and they will let you know where you can aim your marketing, your website, and your promotions. And then number two, if you're unclear, that's part of my Choosing Financial Freedom course, as I was telling Joe earlier. If you're unclear whether it's where to invest money, where to find your passion, we talk about that in one of our modules. When I talk about modules, this is an 8-week training program, and you receive one module a week, and you watch it, and you more than watch it, you listen to it, you take notes, and you let it become part of your soul. Those of you who commit to change in yourself will change your outside life. And through the modules, you will become clearer about what you want in life. And what is a beauty about this Choosing Financial Freedom course is that I also offer once a week a telephone call where everybody gets on, who chooses to get on and poses questions to me. I offer training once a week. And if you want more information on this course, which is simply $300, visit my website at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. Now, I'm going to go now into several topics, and these topics for the next few minutes are samples of the Daily Prosperity messages that are going to be coming out in October of this year, of course, in just a few days. October begins. It's now September. The Daily Prosperity message is a free message I send out every single day of the year. I've been doing it for quite a few years, and I have thousands of people in my email list who receive this. There's no charge at all, and it's a way to start your day on a very positive way to help you develop your wealth and your prosperity consciousness. If you are interested in receiving the Daily Prosperity message, please go to my website, thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, and just click on Daily Prosperity message, and you can begin subscribing. And there's sample of past messages so you can see what it looks like and see if it appeals to you. So when I begin next month's Daily Prosperity messages, I'm going to talk about desire and fear. Now, what's in common between desire and fear? I pose this question: what is stronger within you, your desire for success or your fear of something bad happening? And I see we got a phone call, a caller. I'll be with you in just one moment. Looks like Greg is who that is. You want to ask yourself, when you have a desire for success, are you focusing your mind on what you want to have happen, what you want out of life, what you are passionate about, or are you picturing something bad happening, picturing something you don't want to happen? That is very important to be clear on. that you want to let go, release. You may have to use your journal to actually write that out. I release, I let go of the fear of the bad thing happening, and change your thoughts and focus again on what you do want to happen. A lot of us say they're focused on success, but they're picturing and dreading something bad happening. And at the very least, you're neutralizing your goal statement. And at the worst, you, if your fear is stronger than the passion or desire for success, the bad thing could happen in one form or the other. If you have questions about that, give me a phone call. And at 646-652-2293. Let's tune in and see what Greg's got on his mind today. Hi, Greg. It's Richard. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts. How are you feeling today, Greg?
Not too bad.
I'm glad. Where are you calling from, Greg?
Pennsylvania.
Great. Great state. Okay, Greg, tell me what's on your mind, please. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts.
Well, probably about 5 years ago, I got laid off from work, and I took the opportunity to use my savings to work on trading in stocks and options, which I was, I was previously studying for a while. And right now my issue is motivation. I mean, is my savings, are dwindling, and I'm worried about having to go out and find another job. I find it hard to, I used to be able to put like a full day in, to do research, to really enjoy it, to meditate on the markets, to, to study. And now I find that it's almost, I can feel that fear, that torment, it's like, incapacitating even to do the work. And I know in the past I've had, too many near successes to where, I didn't pull the trigger when I could. All the research was done. I made sure I didn't overinvest. My real question is, whenever you don't have a big support group, because locally where I live, that just isn't, something people try to do for a living. How do you motivate yourself and get rid of that fear? And, to put in a full day as an entrepreneur when you're almost doing all the work all yourself.
Okay. I'm getting this down, Greg. Okay. If I have to ask, if I can't read my scribble, I'll have to ask you, but I believe I can read it. Okay, let's start. First of all, so we get this right, Greg, great call. So 5 years ago, you were laid off. Is that correct?
Yes, but I had ambitions to, do this.
Ambitions to do what? To do the stock trading?
Yeah, I was always, even before then, I was using my spare time to read and research and...
Is that still your passion between us boys and girls in your gut? Is that your passion still?
Yes. I believe, I was hoping that it would eventually lead to being able to establish a foundation and charities and things like that. But I enjoy the markets. It's just there's something inside me that wants to pull back as sometimes things don't go the way I planned.
Okay. All right. And we'll come back to the fear in a moment. But you're not at this point, a certified trader. You've not taken your Series 7, or you're not a broker by any means, but you certainly trade for yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is all personal.
Personal. Okay. All right. All right. And you're looking for motivation, and I hear common sense. You're fearful about the money dwindling, and so the fear of failure, fear of losing your money, seems to be becoming more obsessive and growing in your mind. Is that correct, Greg?
Yes. I mean, it seems I had an original deadline of how long I could last, and now it's too many things are getting in the way.
Okay, too many things in the way. All right. What I want to point out to you, Greg, and to our audience, great question. Thank you so much for presenting this for yourself and for many people out there. I guarantee it, Greg, you are not alone. What I'm hearing from Greg is 5 years ago he got laid off. He had some money. He's been investing in the market. He's read about investing in the market. That's certainly a personal choice. A lot of people made fortunes. A lot of people have lost everything in the market. It's something that one needs not only expertise in, but the right mental attitude. And this is what we emphasize in Wealthy Thoughts. And this is part of what I hear your question is, Greg, about motivation. And you mentioned about, just before you called, I was talking about fears and desires. And I'm hearing more conversation about fears. I'm hearing also that wherever you are in Pennsylvania, that you're not in an area, a situation where you're around positive, either positive people or positive circumstances. Did I get that right?
Yeah, I mean, I really, as far as I know, I'm the only entrepreneur or anybody that's doing anything different among the people that I know. Everybody else seems to work traditional jobs, and I just don't see that filling my goals in life.
Good, good for you that you know that. I'm proud of you for that. Okay, so you're looking to feel more motivated. You're looking to associate with more successful, prosperous, goal-oriented type of people. You talked about a very common question, a very real question. The life of an entrepreneur is a full day. I'm not sure you said you couldn't see yourself, but you didn't say you dread it, but you realize as an entrepreneur, at least at the very beginning, until a business is self-sufficient, you will have put a lot of hours into the day. There's other ways to go about being an entrepreneur, about building a business that doesn't require the full day. And I talked about that a little bit earlier about how to market a business, but we're not at that point yet. And then you started to get very clear on something. If you were successful with the investing, you'd like to invest in charities and give money, to build a foundation to give money away. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm really interested in just from some of the local organizations I've been involved with in the past. I just see a lot of the waste and how, while learning about, you know, business, I see so much waste and so much more that could be done if some of these charities and things would be done as a foundation or as a business. You know, the efficiency would just, you'd be able to do a whole lot more. So it kind of, one thing led to another, you know, studying one subject.
Okay, I find. But at this point, you have enough income to be self-sufficient to live and eat for months, maybe a year, if not longer. You're okay for the short term?
I could probably get by about 5 months or so.
Okay. All right. Good deal. And that's a pro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my bills. I kept my bills low when I was doing this, so I don't. That's not a major issue. I could probably get by with a part-time job.
Okay.
You know,
you can get by. All right. Well, of course, as I said earlier, it's not for me to offer financial advice, and that's beyond the scope of Wealthy Thoughts, the show. But obviously. Options, if, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with them, they can be very lucrative and they can be very harmful to your finances. And Greg could talk to us for hours on that, I'm sure. What I would like to ask you is, would you be interested in becoming clearer about your passion in life, whether it is a foundation or charities? It sounds like that is very noble, and that is a passion to help others have a better lives, so that is wonderful. Would you like to learn how to be more definitive about what you want in life, whether whatever that route may be?
I do have a lot of plans drawn up. It's just, you know, it would take more of a business model, and that would take some capital, you know, and some training. Like, probably one of the best things that I've learned was I'm looking into a self-sustaining home. And that there's a lot of research done on homes that heat and cool themselves, made out of natural materials. So that would be a major part of the foundation. And there's also some things I've learned, like underground greenhouses. And basically,
okay. You
could set up, you know, self-sustaining, very low energy costs, very low food costs. You know, if you think about a person.
Let me interrupt you, Greg. I got you. Thank you for that. I hear you. And this is a little bit common if you didn't hear the prior caller, Joe from Montana. And where I get involved, and those are all viable and could be very successful ventures, but where I get involved in my specialty is this, is the subjects you brought up. You talked about motivation, you talked about fear setting in, and you talked about not being around successful people. You want to begin to associate, ladies and gentlemen, it's very important wherever you are in life. There's a saying which I believe in, the five people you associate with the most are the five people that on average are going to determine your income. And I'm going to give Greg an answer for how, if you're not around five people, if you're around people who are negative complainers, who are going nowhere, who are not motivated, that is going to affect your thinking, your feelings about your belief, and your chances of success in becoming wealthy. So one way or the other, you want to meet and associate with successful, wealthy people. If it's only one man or woman in your area, then take them to lunch, take them to Starbucks, ask them how they succeeded. Now, I'm not talking about what route they went in, Greg, whether it's a greenhouse or investing. I'm talking about their thoughts and feelings. That's the key, I believe, that you're missing, and I believe that's the point that would turn your life and change your life around if you learned how to motivate yourself and let life take you on a course towards success and wealth. And the fear that's sitting in your mind is coming out because there's not enough of motivation within yourself, in my opinion. That is, during the day, at the morning and at nighttime, and concrete work on yourself. When you develop yourself, when you become a stronger Greg, have more knowledge on how to reach your goals, how to be motivated, how to feel great about yourself, how to feel grateful, life will reward you in many, many ways. And that life may be there in Pennsylvania. It may be elsewhere. That's a personal choice for you. And what I want you to think about is this, Greg, if you're interested, drop me a note at go to thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, and there's a contact link there. And send me send me a little note with your email, and I'll send you a one-page info sheet on my Choosing Financial Freedom course. Now, what this is for you, Greg, and for those of you listening to the show, the Gregs and the Joes of the world who've been great callers today, doesn't matter exactly what you want to do in life, but you've got to put the energy out there. You've got to learn how to visualize, put it out there, ask the right questions, but develop a better Greg, a stronger Greg, and then life becomes very, very easy. In this Choosing Financial Freedom course, we talk about subjects we discussed today on how you put out to the universe what you want, when you want to have it, how you want to have it occur, and then we talk about every week for 8 weeks on how to create positive energy. And Greg mentioned made a very interesting point. He, in his area of Pennsylvania, in his community, And he could be in a big city, but if he's in a small town, it doesn't matter. If you're not around positive people, this is where our Choosing Financial Freedom comes in and supplements that, because we have a private, closed Facebook group that only members of Choosing Financial Freedom are in, and that's where I provide coaching once a week. So I would be there to support you, Greg, and the Gregs of the world, and even Joe from Montana, if he chose to join in with us, or as you go through each of the modules once a week, and you watch the computer program for an hour, and you learn about how to become a better person within you, a more confident person, a happier person, a person to learn how to put the energy out to the universe so that you attract wealth. A lot of people go through life, Greg, without direction, and they end up being 95 years old and wondering what could they have done, or if they only had followed their passion, or only if they had been clear in their mind. Remember at the beginning of the show, Greg, I talked about writing out goals and put it on paper. And this is something where I would support you doing on where you want to put, where you want to go with your life. And it may be investing, and it could be also that you follow your passion, whatever that is, and whatever extra money you have that you put into the market. Because when we're investing, I will say this, this doesn't require to be a stockbroker to make this next comment, ladies and gentlemen. For those people who invest money, whether it's in stocks and options, like Greg's doing, or in businesses that Joe in Montana may be doing, if his investment is occurring in a state, mind state of fear, of hoping things don't go bad, things will go bad. On the other hand, what about, we all know, a lot of us know friends from high school, from college, from childhood, who are very wealthy, and it seems like they have the magic touch. They invest the right ways, life goes well, they're married, things just seem to be going well for them. What's the difference? What, that's the millionaire mind mentality, and that is what I work on with you during the 8 weeks. So it's, the course is only $300, and it can be paid at once or three payments of $100 each, and I believe so strongly that it is the best personal development out there that I will fund every penny back. If you're not happy, if you don't think it's the best training you've ever heard or ever had, after you're halfway through, that is after 4 weeks, then I'll refund every bit of the money. So for you, Greg, if this is of interest to you, for motivation, for learning how to put it out to the universe what you want in life, and to develop yourself, to have more knowledge, go to my website, thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, and just drop me a note so I have your email, and I'll send you a one-page info sheet on this training and see if this is something for you.
Okay.
All right. Greg, thank you for your phone call. And that was a super good phone call. And whether you choose to join in on with our Choosing Financial Freedom or you choose to go on your own, I certainly wish you success and prosperity in whatever direction you end up going.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. All the best, my dear friend. Ladies and gentlemen, the common, before we begin to close up the show, the common thought there that about these two gentlemen that called in today is what direction could they go in and have a financial future, have a future of financial freedom? Well, we all would like to have it, but when we want to become wealthy, it starts with our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. And that is why I'm so big on learning how to change your mentality, how to change your focus, and how to change your thoughts. And then life becomes very easy, because I'm going to tell you this, life is not complicated. We make it complicated. I don't mean to be hard on anybody, but very often it's the person in the mirror. We come across it from family attitudes, the way we were brought up. Sometimes a lot of us were brought up around people who were not very motivated, who were with goalless, did not have goals, were not motivated. So we naturally began thinking that way. So that is what I believe would help those of you who are interested in choosing financial freedom. freedom. Again, it's just $300 of three payments, $100 each. If you have any questions, please go to thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com and drop me a note. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you think about, talk about, and write about is what you attract into your life. Keep that in mind. That is forefront. Keep that very important concept in mind. Whatever you think about, whatever you talk about, and what you write about is what you got. Where you are in life right now is accumulation of every single thoughts and feelings you had from day zero. Yeah, that sounds a little silly. In other words, when you're from early childhood up to now in adulthood or teenager life, wherever you are now. So we focus on this. Why not begin to choose to focus only on success, love, joy, harmony, and happiness? This is what we support you on in Choosing Financial Freedom. I talked about this to Greg. Associate with successful, wealthy people. They're out there. Look for them. Find them. Seek them. And let go of negative people. That's a big part of my course. I talk about if you're around negative people, let go of them. It may be for a week. It may be a month. It may be a year. It may be in a lifetime. I will be happy to answer questions about that if you join up our financial freedom course, and or just simply drop me a note at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. This is Richard Levy of Thoughts Make You Wealthy, and I personally believe in thoughts do make you wealthy. Your thoughts lead you to take action. Action, hopefully, for your advantage, for more success, and more prosperity. There have been a lot of self-development books out there, I'm not going to mention them, that were New York Times bestsellers, and they talk about the law of attraction. I'm a believer in it, and I teach the law of attraction. But you've got to take action. You've got to make decisions. Very clear on that. Be sure, my dear friends, as we begin to close, to love and appreciate and admire the most important person you see in the mirror every day. And who is that? Of course it is. It's you.
Thank you for inviting positive success into your life this week on Wealthy Thoughts. Please join host Richard Levy again. And this week, think of something positive you can do to bring success to yourself and others.